across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Virginie Shonta.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yes, this is me, Virginie Shonta. Good afternoon to you if you just joined me. I am actually with my guest now on a phone. Hopefully it will work, with Sue Hitchin. Hello, Sue.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm actually on my way to Cambridge now because we're going to start building up the site at Foodies Festival, which is happening on Parker's Peace this Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I bet you are. We are all actually here in Cambridge and hopefully you will have some such a nice weather as well. I mean,
yes, it's looking really good. The sun's coming out for the weekend, definitely.
Definitely, really warm as well. So it's absolutely perfect for a day out this weekend. So Sue, can you tell me a bit more? When and how did start the Foodie Festival, as you are the founder of the festival? Where did that idea come from?
So I started the Foodies Festival 15 years ago in Edinburgh, and we run the event in 10 cities across the UK. So every year we go to Brighton, Bristol, London, Oxford, various cities around the UK. But this is our first time in Cambridge, and we're really looking forward to bringing Foodies Festival to Cambridge residents and families.
Yes, definitely. And have you done that all your life, or what did you do before, actually?
Yes, I've always done events, and I've always been a foodie. And I have four children myself, and it was a real inspiration to me to want to bring together a family food and drink event. So at the event, we have a kids' cookery theatre where children can learn to cook for the first time. Mm. And our main focus is the chef's theatre, where we have a lot of top local chefs, including two Michelin star Daniel Clifford, who will be cooking for you, and also Tristan Welsh. We also work with the MasterChef winners and finalists, and the Bake Off finalists and winners. So we have Bake Off finalists coming along, including Delia, who was a finalist this year. So, yes, we have a whole range of cake and bake, chef's theatre, and also the chance to taste the very latest wines, champagnes and beers in our drinks theatre. So a whole range of activities at the event.
Oh, I can't wait, actually. I want to be there already. And you were talking about your family and your four children. I've read that actually the whole family is involved.
They are. It's very much a family affair. So my grown-up children work for the business, and my husband is the main compere in the chef's theatre. So tomorrow we're going to be mapping out the festival. The first section is actually the street food, because we have 40 street food vendors. So you can literally come to the festival and eat your way around the world. There's lots of barbecues, Mexican. We have a lot of vegan food coming, including a Caribbean family who are bringing vegan food to Cambridge for the first time.
Wow.
So, yeah, please come hungry to the event, because you can literally spend hours eating and sampling.
Oh, that's done for me. You sell it for me, that's for sure. And how many festivals do you organise each year, actually?
Yeah, we organise 10 festivals. One of the highlights of the festivals is our chili eating competition. And for this festival at the weekend, we have the Chili Queen, who's coming to the first time for Cambridge, and she's going to be challenging residents of Cambridge to beat her in the competition. She is a champion over the last 50 events that she's taken part in, and she can eat chilies to a very high level.
Oh, wow.
But I'm sure that at 6 o'clock on Saturday, we'll be able to have a whole panel of people who are prepared to take part in the competition.
Oh, my word. Oh, that's nice. That's excellent. And actually, each year you decide to work close to charity, I think.
That's right. So this year we're working with Musicians Against Homelessness, who donate all of their proceeds to Crisis. Mm-hmm. And they curate the live music stage for us. So this year, Scouting for Girls are playing on the music stage live on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And we have the Indie Tones, who are obviously a very popular local band, playing on Friday evening. So there's live music from local musicians the whole weekend. Those are our two headliners.
Wow, that's excellent. And I think you try as well to mix actually like local local people and you can, I mean, you mix local with like Michelin starred. How do you proceed to do that, you know?
So we contact all of the local top restaurants and invite them to take part in the Chef's Theatre. So they have a chance to come along and cook their signature summer recipes. And they are giving hints and tips to the audience all the way through. And you also have the chance to take the recipes home with you so that you can cook them proudly for your friends and family at home.
Okay, wow, that's excellent. That's really, really good. And so, as you've done a few festivals like in Brighton, Bristol, London, and a bit everywhere. What can we expect in the Foodie Festival here in Cambridge this year? For example, you were talking about Scouting for Girls. So, music-wise, what can we expect here this year?
Yes. So, music-wise. We can expect on Friday evening, we're open until 9 on Friday.
Okay.
And we have live music all the way up from 11 in the morning. But at 7 o'clock, the Indie Tones are coming on stage and we'll be playing a full set. And then on Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, Scouting for Girls will be playing live in Cambridge for the very first time.
Oh, wow.
And then all the way through the whole weekend, we have live music acts to entertain you at the music stage.
That's excellent. And regarding, you do as well some masterclasses and workshop. How does it work, actually, if you want to take part?
Yes, so you buy a ticket to the festival by going online at foodiesfestival.com, and then included in your ticket price is as many workshops and masterclasses and theatres as you would like to go to. You just come along on the day, and tickets are given away on a first-come, first-served basis.
Okay.
So you can take part in the Chef's Theatre, where you have chefs cooking for you, and you can pick up lots of tips. You also take part in the Cake and Bake Theatre, where you have local bakers and bake-off finalists, again, showing you how to bake. And the Drinks Theatre, where you have a chance to taste and sample champagne, wine, beer, cocktails, and basically learn from top experts within those masterclasses. So they're available to everybody, including the Kids Cookery Theatre. Oh. So the Kids Cookery Theatre runs on the Saturday and Sunday. And we also have slime making, science, crafts. So a lot to do for kids as well throughout the weekend. So it's Foodie Festival at Parker's Peace this Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
And yes, actually, children under 12 and dogs get in for free.
Yes, that's right. So children under 12 are invited in for free, and we really welcome dogs. We're the only food festival that allows dogs in, and because we just don't want the dogs left at home.
Aww.
So there's lots of products and activities for dogs too in the dog arena.
Oh, excellent. So you said we need to pre-book in advance, huh?
Well, it's better to
buy
tickets in advance, yes.
Okay, roughly can you tell our listener the range of prices?
Yes, so in order to book a ticket, you go online to foodiesfestival.com and a day ticket is £19.
Okay.
And if you want a ticket for the whole weekend, then it's £29. And once you're in the festival, you don't have to pay any more to attend all of the theatres and the live music stage and to take part in the masterclasses. So that's the total price, £19 for the day, £29 for the weekend. And the website is foodiesfestival.com.
Thank you very much, Sue. It was really, really interesting to talk to you. And I'm sure you will have lots and lots and lots of people coming to see you and to come to the Foodies Festival this weekend. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much and look forward to seeing you at the weekend on Parker's Peace.
Absolutely. I'll be there. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.